Karen Ann Davenport and her daughter Shannon are suing Kelly Filkins for scamming them on eBay. The plaintiffs claim they paid Kelly for 2 cell phones, and in return, she sent them 2 pictures of cell phones.
All rise.
Now, this is case number 274 on the calendar in the matter of Davenport versus Filkins.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated.
Ms. Davenport, this is your daughter?
Yes.
According to your complaint, you and your daughter won an auction on eBay.
Two auctions.
And the auctions were being run by the defendant,
yes,
and her husband. You claim that they defrauded you. You won the auctions, you sent them the money, and you didn't get what you were supposed to get. And when you complained about it, Ms. Filkins?
Yes.
Posted defamatory comments about you on your eBay website.
Correct.
And you want to be compensated for both.
Correct.
Ms. Filkins has an ad, I assume.
Yes.
The ad that she posted on eBay.
Yes.
Mrs. Davenport, what did you purchase at this auction?
We purchased 2 i580 cell phones.
For how much?
One was $201.50 and one was $255.56.
And do you have the ad that you...
I've got both.
Responded to.
Yes, it's 2 different.
I don't do that electronic stuff. I go to a store.
There's 2 different auctions.
Okay, so it describes the item, etc. Headset jack, yes. Phone design clamshell. Weight, 4.90 ounces. This is all in your ad.
Yes.
Okay, so you won and you sent her money.
Correct.
And what did you get in return?
I got the envelope, and I got these 2 sheets of paper.
Can I see it, please? Sent her your money, and this envelope came.
Correct.
Along with these pictures of the cell phones.
That's exactly what was in there.
Okay. So you called her and said, where are my phones? And she said...
Actually, I've never talked to her. I talked to her husband. And her husband told me that I paid for what I got. Thank you for the shopping spree. I asked him for my money back, and he said, no, I've already spent the money on merchandise I wanted to get. And he laughed and told me to take him to court. So I hung up the phone, and I have not talked to them since.
Where's your husband?
He's at home with our children. He couldn't come.
Why couldn't he come?
Because we couldn't find a babysitter. So he had to
Why didn't
stay home.
You stay home?
Because I would rather come than him. The eBay auction is in my name.
Oh, good. So you are responsible for this?
Yes.
Explain it.
It states very clearly in the auction that this is for a photo only. I sent her the photo.
Show me where it says that. Show me where it says that. Right here. Show me. Show me.
The paper that she just handed you that I sent her, that was part of the...
Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I want you to... Listen. Listen to me carefully. She answered an auction on eBay for 2 telephones. That's what she says. She was advised that she was the successful bidder, according to her, for the 2 telephones that you were selling, because it's in your name. She sent you $467.75. And you sent her 2 photographs of the cell phones. And you say that that's what she paid for, 2 photographs of the cell phones. Are we understanding each other?
Yes.
You're an idiot! And a scammer. And the reason your husband is not here, what's your first name?
Kelly.
Kelly. The reason your husband is not here is because he sent you here to the lion's den because he was a coward. That's why he sent you.
That's not true.
Oh, that's why he sent you. You are married to... Listen to me, Kelly. You are married to a coward and a scamming coward. And if you came here to defend that position to me, you're going to be unsuccessful. Because you are a thief.
How is
because,
my
listen to me.
Coward?
Listen to me. You
he
are a thief.
He had nothing to do with the auction.
Listen to me. You're a thief because your husband said to her, thank you for the shopping
spree.
My husband
never said that to her.
Absolutely did.
No, he didn't.
Absolutely did. Because I believe that if you are married to this man, and the two of you not only unfortunately married to each other, 2 scammers, but created children together, that's unfortunate for the children. You're a thief. Outrageous. You are outrageous. Outrageous, madam. Why don't you get a job? Look at me. Why don't you get
it
a job?
States right
look
here.
At me.
This is for
look
photo at, only.
Answer my question. Why don't you get a job?
I don't need
a
to
job?
Get a job.
You don't need to get
no,
a job?
No, I don't. My husband works. I don't need to get a job.
What
I
kind of
home.
Job? Good. What kind of work does your husband do?
He's a drywaller.
A drywaller?
Mm-hmm.
Does he work for himself or for a company?
He works for himself.
Really? When was the last time your family filed tax returns?
Last year.
Really? What did he earn when he filed his tax returns?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? You signed them.
Yeah, doesn't mean I read them.
Really? But you read that ad very carefully.
Uh-huh, because I wrote the ad.
Listen to me. You read that ad and wrote it very carefully in anticipation of scamming somebody out of $467. You're an outrageous person, and your husband is an outrageous person to permit it. Outrageous. So what I've said to you before was, you need a job. Because you have to get a job so that you can make money legitimately, not scam people out of their hard-earned money. Don't answer me. What I don't understand is somebody with the unenviable position of being in your position right there today, why you would risk humiliating yourself in front of 10 million people is something that is totally beyond me. You are an outrageous person. Now I want to know what she posted on the website after you harassed her for your money back.
She left feedback saying that I was a scam artist, that I was from Nigeria. I sent her fake money orders. That's why I didn't get what I sent for. She not only left it on her username, she left it on my daughter's username, my username.
Can I see it, please?
I never said...
Don't speak until I speak to you.
She got what she paid
Don't
for.
Don't speak until I speak to you. How many children do you have, Ms. Filkins?
Three.
How old are they?
Five, three, and two.
You have an active case with Child Protective Services?
No.
You have a case that has been investigated by Child Protective Services?
No.
You might.
For what? I didn't harm my children. I didn't put my children
in
any danger.
Let me tell you something. Bringing this kind of activity into your home.
What kind of activity? She can't read. It's not my fault she can't read.
No, listen to me, madam. I read your ad.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me. Yeah. I'm older, smarter. If you live to be 120, you're not going to be as smart as I am in one finger. Do you understand?
I understand, but
Good.
It's not true.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You may weigh more, but you're not going to be smarter than I am in one
That's
finger.
That's your opinion.
Now, you say in your ad, in describing it, it weighs 4.90 ounces. This does not weigh 4.90 ounces. That's what you sent to her. So I'm telling you immediately that you thought you were smart when you said you're bidding on what you see in the picture, which you circled in the picture. This does not meet the description of what she purchased, which was, don't put your hand down, 4.90 ounces. So when I said to you that if you live until you're 150, you're not going to be as smart as I am in one finger, I want you to trust me on this because I, being in your position, would never humiliate myself in front of 10 million people. Never! And the IRS, I'm certain, are going to be very interested to see the results of your eBay business. And did you notify eBay that they should be stricken off eBay?
They finally just did 2 days ago. I turned them over to the Attorney General.
Too. Delayed. Very good. You turned it over to the Attorney General? What you should have turned it over to is the local police department.
They live
in a different state.
I tried to do that. They were in a different state, so I contacted our local police department, which they're investigating it now. But the Attorney General's got three other cases against them.
She doesn't like to work. She likes to make babies.
Well, there was eight other people at this auction she scammed.
She likes to make babies. She thinks that that's
what you have to
be. She thinks that you have to be smart to make babies. Don't speak to me until I speak to you. Don't speak to me until I speak to you. You have to find something else to do with your time constructively other than make children who are going to grow up with no moral compass like their mother. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Thank you.
Said this is for a photo only. What is so hard to understand about that?
It's unfortunate the world has people like her in it.
Because it states photo only. That's what she received.
People like that don't belong on eBay. It's that simple.